Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. I would love to give credit to the originator of this tip, but I just can't. I've heard this from so many different people over the years that I can't even remember where I heard it first. The tip itself is simple, but the explanation's a little bit longer. Here's the tip. The fastest draw is to have the weapon already in your hand. What this means is that if you want to have a chance to bring your defensive weapon into play, it should already be in your hand. Attacks happen quickly, and it's rare that you have an opportunity to reach into a pocket, a purse, or a holster in order to draw your defensive weapon. If someone jumps out at you and starts swinging or stabbing, your priority is minimizing that damage, not necessarily counterattacking. However, if the item's already in your hand and ready to go, then you actually have a chance of using it to stop your attacker. So ladies, it's nice to have that can of pepper spray or a knife or even a handgun in your purse when you go out. However, if someone jumps you, grabs you by the arm, and starts dragging you someplace, you're not going to be able to get into your purse, much less find the item by feel with all the other crap that's in there, while under extreme stress. What you need to do is have the small can of pepper spray already palmed in your hand, ready to go. Do this before you leave the building and enter the parking lot or garage. Now for knives or handguns, this is going to be a lot tougher since you can't actually brandish or openly carry the item in your hand without breaking a ton of laws. However, this does bring up yet another reason why I love my tactical flashlight. I can openly carry it anywhere, and I mean anywhere. I recently returned from a trip to Arkansas and I carried my flashlight on the plane with me. It went right through security. When I visited the Clinton Library, it went into the bucket with my keys, my wallet, and my cell phone. After the metal detector and x-ray, they handed it back to me and told me to enjoy my visit. Why? Because it's just a flashlight. This means I can carry my flashlight, on or off, in my pocket, or in my hand, just about anywhere. No one ever gives it a second glance. The flashlight by itself is not a weapon. What makes the tactical flashlight a defensive weapon are my training and my mindset, and those are things they can never take from you. So to reiterate this week's tip, to give yourself the best chance of actually using that defensive weapon you always carry with you, it should already be in your hand at the time the conflict starts. Do not rely on your ability to find it, draw it, and bring it to bear in the middle of a hand-to-hand criminal assault. The fastest draw is to already have the weapon in your hand. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.